USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings last year that killed two men and wounded a third.
Kyle Rittenhouse left Kenosha, Wisconsin after being found not guilty on all charges in his double homicide trial on Friday. One of the lead attorneys for Rittenhouse, Mark Richards, talks about President Biden's comments on the Rittenhouse case.
President Biden said some things that I think are so incorrect and untrue. He's not a white supremacist. I'm glad that he at least respects the jury verdict.
While running for president, then-candidate Biden posted a video on social media of Rittenhouse carrying the rifle he used during the protests and riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year, referring to Rittenhouse as a white supremacist. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A CDC advisory panel is now recommending boosters for all adults in the United States. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky endorsed the recommendation by the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. That means all adults 18 and older in the U.S. who received their second dose of a Pfizer or Moderna vaccine at least 6 months ago can now get a booster shot. Until now, the boosters had been recommended by the CDC for those people who are 65 and over and others who are high risk. Adults who want a COVID vaccination or booster shot can find a location nearby at vaccines.gov. After an all-night session, the House returned early in the morning and passed President Biden's social spending plan. Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
For us, it's not just about legislation, it's about values and the values that this legislation represents for the people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Governor Greg Abbott tweeted a video of the state's latest attempt to secure the Texas-Mexico border. 20 shipping containers lined up along the riverbank next to the international bridge that connects Eagle Pass with Mexico. Behind the containers, images showed a fleet of Department of Public Safety patrol cars and dozens of officers walking around. Abbott had touted the idea of using shipping containers at the border on October 28th when he was a guest on Fox News. He said on that day that the National Guard was to begin placing containers at potential migrant crossing points to serve as a blockade to prevent them from coming across the border. Abbott, who's up for re-election next year, has made immigration enforcement a priority for his administration, pushing an agenda that includes building more barriers along the border, directing troopers to arrest migrants crossing the Rio Grande, and deploying the National Guard to different parts of the border and suing the Biden administration for what the governor has described as President Biden's open border policies. President Biden has nominated Derek Kahn and Daniel Tangerlini to positions on the U.S. Postal Service's governing board. They'll replace two allies of Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, whose terms are now expiring, Ron Blum and John Barger. The announcement comes after scrutiny of DeJoy, whose plans to cut costs at the Postal Service has led to slower mail delivery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.